Diabetes or illness.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, April 20th. Currently with fair skies, it is 39 degrees. The humidity is 75%. The wind speed is northwest at 15 with gusts to 22 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.94. The dew point is 32 degrees and the current wind chill is 31 degrees. It is 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Last week, Governor Laura Kelly joined state legislators at a groundbreaking ceremony in Southwest Kansas.
The railway received nearly $15 million in funding from public and private sources to upgrade the Southwest Kansas infrastructure from Dodge City to Hugoton. Governor Kelly advocated for the project's grant application to the Federal Railroad Administration, saying that it's an investment in the agriculture industry and the economy. The upgrades will make it easier and more efficient for local businesses to transport biodiesel and other agricultural products. I'm J.P. Bazant.
Kansas has a new state park. The governor signed off on a bill that establishes the Lehigh-Portland Trails in Allen County as the next state park. That'll become the 28th state park in Kansas. The area is home to 12 miles of trails, a large lake, and 300-foot cave. The governor said state parks are an important part of local economies. The new state park will be established soon, and the bill also provides disabled veterans with free permanent hunting and fishing licenses. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A man has been arrested for allegedly buying large amounts of goods across Kansas with forged checks. The Barton County Sheriff's Office said that after weeks of tracking, 65-year-old North Carolina resident Roger Cornegay has been arrested for allegedly using fake checks. An authority said he would purchase goods at farm stores, implement dealers, and parts houses all over the state with those checks. Cornegay had recently been released from federal parole and had been using at least 25 different aliases. Detectives obtained a warrant and received information that suggested Cornegay would be heading to Oberlin from Nebraska. And on February 14th, officers arrested Cornegay, and he's being held in the Decatur County Jail on a $100,000 bond. The investigation is ongoing, and several other jurisdictions are expected to file charges. In a typical year, green pastures would be flourishing throughout Kansas. However, the ongoing drought has left dry goods for beef cattle to graze. The issue hits western Kansas the hardest, where the U.S. Drought Monitor lists exceptionally dry conditions, and the pastures do not contain enough proteins to maintain healthy cows. Kansas State University Extension beef cattle expert Justin Wagner said they're getting into a situation where producers will be looking into some other feeding options because they may not be able to turn out cattle onto some of those pastures, or they may need to delay turning out onto those pastures. And with tons of ranchers searching for hay and failed milo to source as feed, shortages are now an issue. Currently, the price of forage is much higher than usual, with a ton of cake being anywhere from $4,000 to $6,600, which adds up. The income ranchers usually earn from the beef cattle enterprise is now stunted because of feed prices, and many ranchers have made the heart-wrenching decision to sell some of their cattle, causing an influx of cows to be sold at livestock auctions throughout the state. This is one way for ranchers to keep from going under, but it's not the preferred decision, with ranchers saying that it's the last thing that they want to do because they're trying to get good bloodlines going and create really good beef. And there are ranchers that work a lifetime to build the cow herd that they have, and they hate to sell them off now. In addition to feed shortages, ranchers are also lacking water sources for their beef cattle, as the lack of rain has left farm ponds dry. Marijuana laws are changing constantly across the country. However, one thing that hasn't changed is the legalities behind impaired driving. To help keep drug-impaired drivers off the roads, the Kansas Department of Transportation and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reminds all drivers of the safety message, "If you feel different, you drive different." Gary Herman, the Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager, said many people don't realize that it can be just as dangerous to drive while using certain drugs or substances as it is with alcohol. Marijuana, anti-anxiety medications, painkillers, and muscle relaxants are just a few of the many substances that can seriously impact one's reaction times and ability to drive safely. April 20th each year marks the unofficial marijuana holiday, which tends to see an increase in its use. But whether a person uses marijuana or another substance, they should never drive afterwards, as driving under the influence penalties are not limited to defined alcohol concentrations. According to Kansas law, a person is driving under the influence if operating any vehicle while under the influence of any drug or combination of drugs to a degree that renders the person incapable of safely driving a vehicle. Herman said that you should give your keys to a sober driver if you find yourself drug impaired, and to never get in the vehicle with an impaired driver. He also said if you have a friend or loved one who is impaired, step in and help them get home safely. And don't worry about offending someone, because they'll thank you later. More information is available on the traffic safety campaign, "If You Feel Different, You Drive Different," by visiting the NHTSA's website at nhtsa.gov. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly signed a bill on Tuesday that updates the Special Education for Exceptional Children Act to include dyslexia under the list of disabilities covered. And as a result of the bill, schools will be required to provide additional resources and support to students with dyslexia. Governor Kelly said that ensuring Kansas's special education students have the tools they need to thrive is one of our top priorities, and that means recognizing all students, including students with dyslexia, may need additional support and resources. In Nebraska news, an Indianola man has been sentenced for killing a man near McCook, as Red Willow County District Court records showed that 35-year-old Alva Decker was sentenced to 35 to 40 years in prison for manslaughter and tampering with a witness. Authorities believe Decker killed Stephen Weaver on October 8th of 2020, with officials saying that Weaver, along with Decker's brother, Charles Decker, were found dead after authorities responded to a two-vehicle crash north of McCook on that day. Court records stated an investigation showed that Charles was driving a car and tried to ram Weaver off the road, causing both vehicles to crash. And authorities said Charles was ejected and killed in the crash, while Weaver was found dead with gunshot wounds. A Lincoln man will spend two decades behind bars after he sold fentanyl-laced cocaine that led to an overdose, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Dylan Roberts, 31 years old, was sentenced on Wednesday to 20 years in prison for distributing cocaine and fentanyl, resulting in serious bodily injury. On August 18th of 2021, Roberts sold cocaine to a man at a Lincoln home, and the man then used the cocaine in his vehicle and shortly after lost consciousness. According to the attorney's office, when first responders arrived, they found the man lying on the ground. He was then taken to a hospital where he was given Narcan. The attorney's office said that he ultimately survived. After the substance was tested, authorities found that it contained fentanyl and cocaine. After his prison sentence, Roberts will serve a four-year term of supervised release, as there's no parole in the federal system. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay track coach Jason Jones to talk about the team and their upcoming meet.
I'm here with head track coach Jason Jones. Coach, it's been a long season so far for you, many meets that you've participated in, but let's start off with the first meet of the year, and that was the Norton Invitational.
Yeah, so we feel like we've been chasing our tails a little bit here. Today is Wednesday, and Friday we'll go to Phillipsburg, and that will be our fifth track meet in not very many more days than that. And then we kind of slow down a little bit. But, the story thus far has been wind. The weather's been pretty good, but we sure have battled the wind. And that, of course, that has an effect on times and distances. But, at Norton, we felt like we competed pretty well. We got some good marks early, got some good distances, and we competed as a team. Our girls finished fourth in that track meet, and our boys came out with the team title. So we were pleased at that early success, and we took that into the next full week then when we had two meets.
And, of course, at Norton, you were able to see some different teams than what you normally do.
Yeah, we did, and that's always nice. But our track meet's been growing just a little bit, and we allow people some extra entries here and there, and that's nice because it's early. They can bring their kids and get some marks. So it's one of the smaller meets, obviously, that we attend, having a six-lane track and things like that. But we do see some different people, so that's always good.
Then the following week, you're at Smith Center, and that's kind of a fairly larger one. And how did you fare there?
We did well. Our girls finished in second as a team, and our boys were third. It was windy. I think windier than they had forecasted, but the temperature was pretty decent. We came out of there, with somewhere around 15 PRs for kids, and so we always like to see that early.
Hill City was your third meet, and seems that you're staying fairly close to home and probably getting some more PRs.
Yeah, we did. I actually am just working on the results for that, but I expect we're going to be somewhere between 15 and 20 PRs in that track meet. It's kind of the tale of two track meets. Started off, it was sunny and hot and fairly mild, and by the end, the wind was kind of howling at us out of the north, and it was very cool. So that wasn't enjoyable for those kids in the last few races of the day. But nonetheless, we competed hard, saw some different schools there, and were pleased with the results. Our girls won that track meet. Our boys finished in third.
Now, you mentioned the wind bothering you a little bit in the running events. Is the wind affecting any of the field events?
It is. Kind of depends on, if you get the correct wind, in the throwing events, discus and javelin especially, that can really help you. Likewise, it can really hurt you. And I think we saw that yesterday at Plainville. Distances across the board were down. Wyatt Hammond had a heck of a throw yesterday at Plainville, 180 some odd feet. I don't have the results, but set a new meet record there. Not his PR, but a meet record. It kind of just depends on which way they're throwing. And honestly, yesterday there were times it was mild, and 3 minutes later, the wind was blowing 25 miles an hour. It kind of come and go. And so it kind of depended on, when your name was called or when they fired the gun, what kind of conditions you had.
And, of course, you talk about the Plainville meet, but as this time of the recording, no results for you officially yet.
Right. And we know of some highlights. We try as coaches kind of keep track of things as we go along, but, of course, you can't get anything official. Nothing we can really report as being a solid result at this point. But they're coming. They're working on them. They had a little hang-up with their computer system, and we'll get them, and they'll be correct when they get here. They do a good job.
Coach, this Friday you're going to travel to Phillipsburg, and that's always a very competitive track meet for you, and probably throwing a lot different, more combinations in the relays and other events too. Well, what do you know about the teams, and what you'd like to see the team do at Phillipsburg?
I know we get some teams from eastern Kansas a little bit, a little further east, and maybe some Nebraska teams. I don't have a list of teams. Oh, I'm sorry, I guess I do. Beloit, Norton, Plainville, Phillipsburg, Russell, Smith Center, Superior, Nebraska, and TMP. It's always a competitive meet. The thing we like about it is that it's unlimited entries, so all of our kids will get to go and do, fill up their event plate, if you will. We've been able to get everybody into this point, but those younger kids might just get one or two events. Friday, they can go and fill themselves up, and that'll give us a chance, you know, as we enter the last part of the season, to kind of make sure we know, you know, who our top three are in each of those events and make the best decisions for the team and for the individuals we can going forward. We'll have different relays on the track in some places at Phillipsburg again, trying to make sure we look at every combination we might want down the stretch, because, as you know, when it comes regional entry time, that, you know, those entries have to be bona fide with the actual four kids in a relay this season, and I have to be able to prove it in a meeting. So we like to mix things up, make sure we get our bases covered, and we can proceed down the stretch as we need to.
And since the following week, next Thursday, you'll be traveling to Trigo, and that also is a very competitive meet.
It is. We like it. We usually get good times out of there. Of course, traditionally, the wind has blown pretty hard there. But, you know, for us, that'll be the last time we're together as a team, probably until the league track meet. We've got a lot of kids involved in a lot of different things. So, you know, the following week there, we go to Colby, but a lot of our kids will be at State Forensics. We've got an Oberlin track meet right in there, but that's the same night as our local vocal concert. So we got a lot of things going on, but we'll be together this week at Phillipsburg, and next week on Thursday at Waukini, as you mentioned, and then that'll be it until we get to league. So we'll get all of our combinations back together at league and see if we can make a run for the titles.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best of luck when you travel to Phillipsburg on Friday, and then, of course, Trigo the following week. Reporting for KQNK, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Jones, and good luck to the track team in their upcoming meet tomorrow in Phillipsburg. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having Ike Burger, homemade bun, sweet potato french fries, dill spear, pears, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pigs in a blanket, baked beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be cook's choice. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, all day long, the Band and Vocal State Large Group Festival in Colby, and at 2 p.m., the Junior High track in Hoxie. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a 20% chance of showers after 4 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be sunny with a high near 61 and breezy with a northwest wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 31 with a west wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 59 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Friday night, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 27 and blustery with the wind from 10 to 20 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got dogs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your forecast, on Saturday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 55. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. On Monday, there's a 40% chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 64. On Tuesday, showers are likely, should be mostly cloudy with a high near 59. And on Wednesday, there's a 40% chance of showers, should be partly sunny with a high near 57. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 41 degrees. The humidity is 70%. The wind speed is northwest at 20, with gusts to 26 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.95. The dew point is 32 degrees, and the current wind chill is 32 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 824.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KI in Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas Jayhawks have landed one of their first targets in the transfer portal this college offseason as Nick Timberlake, a guard from Towson, has committed to the Jayhawks. But big man Hunter Dickinson, the number one player in the portal, continues to be a big target for KU. On Michael Swain of Fog.net, joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed the recruiting pitch that KU will have for Hunter Dickinson on his visit this week. And what exactly will it take to land the big man from Michigan?
Ernest Udeh and Zubi Ejiofor showed flashes as freshmen, but maybe aren't known quantities yet. And then you've got someone in KJ Adams, who I think the KU staff wants to try out on the wing next year. So KU's got a lot they can recruit off of here. And so it's just going to be a question of how well they can do it on visit. And then after that, it's going to come down to what other schools does Dickinson decide to visit, because he's not on any sort of timeline here. He can take as long as he wants, because KU will wait around, Maryland will wait around, Georgetown's going to wait around. All these schools are willing to wait around for him. So he can kind of take his time if he wants, or he can go quick if he wants. That's the pleasure of being the number one player in the portal.
KU in Sports, podcast.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force and I've deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA, is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families, and one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the forecast.
We had severe weather that plagued the east central Kansas last night in Chase County. The tornado occurred near Elmdale, which injured a semi driver, resulting in that semi overturning. We also had numerous reports of large hail up to baseball sized across parts of northeast Kansas. And this morning, a cold front continues to sag a little bit further to the southeast. Along the front and behind the front, we're seeing strong to severe thunderstorms with heavier rainfall. Once that system moves on out, colder tonight. In fact, a freeze expected in northwest Kansas with a freeze statewide on Friday night and into Saturday night as well. For northwest Kansas today, becoming partly cloudy with a chance of rain this afternoon, our high in the mid-50s. North central Kansas, scattered clouds, our high 65. In northeastern Kansas, showers and a few thunderstorms this morning with a high in the upper 60s. In southwest Kansas, a red flag warning for fire danger, our high 62. South Central Kansas. Today's high near 70, low 70s with rain and thunderstorms in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, we did see some cash cattle trade take place, 175. That'd be maybe $1 to $2 lower than